Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, the person I'm transferring is Kevin Augustine.
Okay, perfect. Hi,
Kevin,
can
online.
You hear me?
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, hi, I'm doing great. Okay, I did want to remind Kevin, this is a recorded line. And once again, my name is Carolina. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And have you signed with any other law firm for this matter?
No.
Okay. Great. Now, was it yourself or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Myself.
Yourself. And again, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's by any chance?
Yeah, it was B-cell.
Okay. Was that diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Excuse me?
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Was that the one?
Yeah. Yeah, B-cell lymphoma, yeah.
Okay. I see. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's diagnosis or just that one?
No, just the one. It was like within a week of going to see the doctor, they treated me. They started treating me.
I see. Okay. Do you know when it was that you were diagnosed?
Yeah, it was April 14th of 2022.
Okay. You said that was April 14th of 22?
Yeah.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
56.
Okay. Just one.
Well, almost. I was within a couple weeks of 56.
I see. No worries. And was this primarily sprayed at home?
Yeah. I got a garden in my yard.
Yeah. Do you have the home address of where you did spray that?
Yeah, 3056 Clay Street.
You said 3056?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's in Sacramento, California.
Just one second. Okay, can you say the street name for me one more time? I'm so sorry.
Clay, it's C-L-A-Y, like mud, clay.
Clay Street, okay.
Yeah, Clay.
Okay, so that was 3056 Clay Street, Sacramento, California, 95815.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, do you know anyone else in the household that sprayed it? Any friends?
No, just me sitting in the garden. My girlfriend really didn't go outside much like that. She's like more of a shopping kind of person. My garden's like my place to chill and relax.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, do you have a birth certificate?
No.
Okay.
I could probably try to dig one up. I haven't had it in years.
No worries. Okay, and how many years did you spray the Roundup?
For 10, starting in June of 2012 till the same month of 2022, April.
Okay. And you said it was 2012 that you started spraying it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was around June 2012, and then you stopped in April of 22?
Yeah. I started feeling sick in March and saw a doctor then in April. He told me to quit using it.
I see. Okay.
I used it when I was a kid, too, and I never... Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I know it is a little redundant, but I am required to ask. Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and that was at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
You're on the guy's number. Do you want my number?
Is your number the 916?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And this is your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Perfect. Have you ever been diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, rheumatoid, arthritis, diabetes?
No.
Okay. And no organ transplant, Epstein-Barr, lupus, cancer requiring therapy besides this one?
No.
Okay. Do you know of any family history of cancer?
No, I never have.
Okay. So I took your name down here as Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. And last name? I got AUG USTINE. Is that right?
Yeah, like the month of August with INE.
Okay. And did you have a middle name, Kevin?
Yeah, Bruce. I never used it on anything, though.
Okay, no worries. And that was BRUCE?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Did you have a suffix to your name?
No.
Can you confirm your gender for me?
Not male.
Perfect. Okay, and what was your marital status?
I'm divorced right now.
Okay. And your date of birth?
5/17/66.
That was 6/6?
Yeah.
Okay, so 5/17/1966. And your social?
560-41-5283.
Okay, again, that was 560-41-5283.
Yeah.
Okay, and how did you first learn the connection between Roundup and your cancer? Was this on the news, on a commercial?
Well, when I talked to the doctor, then I saw the lawsuit thing on TV, and I applied online.
Yeah. And when you saw that on TV, was that recently?
Yeah, well, it was 2 years ago, back in, like, March, April.
Okay, and that was 22?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen that for a long time. I never really realized anything about it. I used Roundup when I was a kid, too. I didn't never think anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Okay, and Kevin, do you know your height?
6 foot.
Okay. How about your weight?
200 pounds.
Okay. Now, I don't think... Uh-huh. No worries. I don't see an email on here. Do you have one we can keep on file?
Yeah, it's KevinJoyner65 at Gmail. It's Kevin, like my name, K-E-V-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joyner, J-O-Y-N-E-R. And then 65 at Gmail.
Okay, perfect. Again, that was KevinJoyner, J-O-Y-N-E-R, 65 at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I see your phone number here is 916-260-8952. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just 1 second. Okay. Now, how many times a month would you say that you use the Roundup?
Like twice.
Okay.
That's where it was killing grass in my garden.
Okay. So it's about 2 times a month.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said you started around June of 2012, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then you stopped, again, that was in April... Okay. Okay. 22. And you stopped using the Roundup altogether. Was that because of your, you started feeling symptoms, or was there another reason?
Yeah, no, the doctor advised that.
Oh.
He said that was it. They found traces of it in a biopsy.
I understand. Okay, so the doctor let you know.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you did spray it, was this with the hand sprayer that it comes with, or was it more like a backpack?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I used a hand sprayer, and I used one hooked to a hose before, too. That's what I was doing. The garden's, like, weird-shaped. The yard's weird-shaped.
Okay, and when you used it, was this the one that came pre-mixed, or did you have to dilute it with water?
Yeah, it was concentrated.
Okay, the concentrated.
Was it 2 gallon bottles?
Okay, yeah. And when you did spray it, was there any protective gear?
No, sometimes I was just wearing shorts. I didn't. You know, I used it as a kid too. I never thought anything about it. I mean, there's something that smells bad. You know.
Right. Yeah. And where did you? I know you said it was the garden. Did you use it in the front yard, backyard as well?
No. We got grass in the front yard to keep that. Just trying to get the grass in the backyard.
Okay. And was this primarily sprayed in the state of California?
Yeah.
Okay.
It came in a big green bottle.
Okay. So it does ask around how many exposures you've had in total. So if you were doing about 2 times a month, that'd be about 24 times in a year. And over those 10 years, it looks like 240 touch-ups in total. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, even more than that when I was a kid, too. It was a different bottle back then, though.
Okay. So the first time you were exposed to it, that was when you were a kid?
Yeah, I was like probably 11.
Okay. Okay, and did you ever spray near a water well?
No, it's city water there.
Okay, that's good to hear. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, Agent Orange?
Not that I know of, nothing like that, no.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, and where was the Roundup purchase? Was this at a Home Depot, Walmart?
Yeah, at a Home Depot on Howe Avenue in Sacramento.
Okay.
Arden area.
Yeah, that local Home Depot. And do you have any proof of purchase, any receipts, anything like that?
No, I never kept anything like that. And I got rid of all the bottles after the doctor told me that.
Okay. Do you have any Roundup in your possession, any at home?
No, never again.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Excuse me?
Employed?
Yes. Okay. I'm a tattoo artist.
Okay, perfect. Do you have a current employer, like a company name?
Yeah, I go by my own company. It's SS Enterprise.
Okay. Beautiful. SS Enterprise. Okay, it does ask for an employee address. Do you have one on hand?
It's just me working out. I do freelance. My last shop was until like 4 years ago.
Okay.
It's my address.
Okay. And this, your address, was it still the 3056 Clay Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. Have you ever lost time away from work because of any treatment regarding the diagnosis?
Yeah. During that, I was outpatient for like 12 months. I was really slowed down and I was always tired and sluggish then. I didn't really work that much.
For 12 months, and this was in what year?
In 2022 till 2023. They said I was in free of it in the first week of May of 2023.
Okay. And when in 2022 was it that you stopped, that you weren't really able to work?
I was diagnosed in April, so I was in hospital for 7 days right then.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I didn't really do much work that rest of that year.
Yeah. I see. Do you have any military background at all?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been involved with any lawsuits, filed a disability claim, or a workers' compensation claim?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy or been convicted of a crime other than minor traffic offenses?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, sounds good. Now, do you have a diagnosing physician name?
Excuse me?
The name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Oh, yeah, it was Dr. Robert Quadro.
Robert Quadro, was
Quadro,
that?
Quadro, yeah, with a Q.
Okay, Sacramento. I see him. Okay, so Dr. Robert Quadro in Sacramento, California.
Yeah, he was in Carmichael.
Okay. I'm sorry, what facility did you say that was in?
Yeah, it was Mercy San Juan.
Mercy San Juan, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I see, in Carmichael.
Yeah, in Coral Avenue.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Okay, and how else has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Excuse me, how else have I diagnosed it?
Okay. Do you still have any current side effects? Any shortness of breath?
No, lost a little hair. I'm like tired anymore, but I think I'm just getting older. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Do you have medical records for this?
No, I get to talk to the hospital.
Okay. No worries. Okay. And were you diagnosed and treated in the same hospital, the Mercy San Juan?
Yeah.
Okay. What type of treatment did you get? Was that the chemotherapy?
Yeah, chemotherapy for 3 months, and then immunotherapy for 2 months.
Okay.
And I had to go back every 6 months till I was free, so I haven't been back since then.
Mm-hmm. And you started the treatment basically right away, right?
Yeah, I was in like I started feeling sick in March, and then April he diagnosed me, and was in not even a week later. Oh, sorry, I've got a meeting in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm on the Zoom call also. No worries, we're just about done here. We have only a couple questions left. So that was the chemo immunotherapy. Did you ever do a stem cell transplant or surgery?
No.
Okay.
Now, I did a biopsy. That was the initial. That's not surgery, though. That's just. Is that kind of surgery?
Yeah, it kind of is the, like a biopsy.
Yeah, yeah, biopsy, yeah.
Just one second. Okay. Again, you said your address was still the 3056 Clay Street?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, now we do request an emergency contact just in case we're unable to reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yeah, my girlfriend, Sharnia Griffin.
Okay.
It's C-H-A-R-N-E.
C-H-A-R-N-E, okay. And you said that was Griffin?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have her phone number?
Yeah, 916-276-4441.
Okay, perfect. You said this was your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. Okay, so it looks like everything is all right here. What I am going to do now is just send you a quick DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, I am. I have to wait a minute to take care of it, though. I got to go back to this meeting on Zoom.
Okay, no worries. I'll make sure to send this out, and then if I haven't received it, I'll call back, okay?
Yeah, I'll get it within the next half hour, 45 minutes.
Sounds good. Thank you.